Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. The first portion of the show, we talked about why you should be in your car now and heading down to the plaza and wearing your River Festival button so you can be a part of Fair Food. It's not fair food. It's reimagined fair food by the students at Butler Community College Culinary Program here in Wichita. And they're working with some talented chefs, and we stole one away. Chef Travis from Public at the Brickyard, busy week for you getting to work up to this thing and getting the chefs, the baby chefs working. Tell us about your week and what's going on.
Been a very busy week. Yeah, we've actually, everybody's been putting on their best hat. It's not been fair on them, but they've been doing a good job putting together their ideas on how to twist or reimagine what carnival fair food would be. So since the middle of the week, we've been, you know, putting our brains together, working in the lab, kind of coming up with ideas that we're really eager to present to you here.
Well, it's got to be a challenge, not only for them, but that one, they get the opportunity to work with you, but then to meld them into a team. Most of the teams are, what, three students or more?
Correct, yeah. There's three teams of three or more students, and quite honestly, they've surprisingly been really well adapted to moving quickly, to thinking on the fly, to gathering ingredients, coming up with concepts. This is really their baby, so to speak. And you know, those are all things that you look for in good quality kitchen cooks and chefs in general. So I think they're really well adapted, and they've been on the ball all week.
Can you give us a hint about some of the things as folks are driving down here today, or the folks are already assembling here on the plaza, what they might see? I mean, I can imagine all kinds of things to do with a funnel cake.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. Funnel cake, definitely, that's a key word, certainly. If you like corn dogs, if you like things of that nature, if you like fried food in general, and if you like sweet, cold ice cream that people like this time of year, that's another good indicator of what might be coming your way very shortly.
That's so cool. I'm so glad I get to judge. Denise and I get to judge at a lot of great events, but this one I'm really looking forward to. Most of the time when we get to see the culinary students working, it's at a charity event where they prepared all the food and made a beautiful presentation. But good stuff. Thanks for being a part of this.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
Before I let you go, though, tell us what's going on at Public at the Brickyard these days.
A lot of things going on. A little bit of new summer menu items, using our fresh herb garden that's on the patio, always dealing with local vendors that are, you know, showcased over at the Old Town Farmers Market. You know, and then, of course, the Brickyard patio season is open. Live music Friday and Saturdays, and Thursday nights, live music showcase.
Public at the Brickyard. You can make a reservation online. I think you can do that still online, or call. But more importantly, go early, sit on the patio, listen to the band, go eat, come back, and finish your night on the patio, listen to the band.
Yeah, we've got Boss Dog food truck open late for your late night food needs, too, that's on our patio, and we're open for brunch also, so come see us.
Thanks a lot for being a part of the program, man. Get back to work. Get back to work. John, let's talk about, I probably should have asked Travis if he's got any students from Butler Community College Culinary Program that have gone into the kitchen with them. I know that it's a great source. A lot of the hotels have snatched up some of the students, but well, you're back. Have you snuck any of the students to work at Public?
I have not. I'm looking forward to it. I know there's some out in the community, but we don't have any currently. I know we've had some in the past, but no, currently we do not.
Well, it's got to be a challenge getting people that will show up, fit the role and the attitude and the willingness to be a part of a kitchen, having worked in a kitchen before and never wanting to work in a kitchen again. It's hot and it's a lot of work, and is it hard finding talented kids to train and put in the kitchen?
You know, I think it depends on your location, and I think we've had a really, you know, pretty low turnover rate. So I think, you know, looking into qualified candidates in the area, this is a great place to look, and maybe I'll talk to a few of these students when we're done.
Excellent. Again, thanks for being part of the program today.
Thanks so much.
And good luck on cooking. I won't tell you that we'll give you extra credit since you stopped by to talk to us today. That wouldn't be fair. It's all up to the food. That's what it's about.
That's right.
All right, John. Now, back to this idea that these kids are out in the community and they're doing work. Let's go way back. Let's start in the beginning. I know that you and I have probably talked in some respects about this idea of the school and how it started, but let's refresh everybody's memory. Butler Community College wanted to start a culinary program, and here we are at the Boston Rec Center. Rock Center. Can I talk much? The Boston Rec Center. It's right here in the heart of town, just north of Harry Street off of Woodlawn. Go back to the beginning. I know that you have been involved since day one.
Yeah, I was originally hired now 6 years ago. We just finished up our sixth year. And I was hired as a chef in the existing hospitality program. We've had a hospitality program here at Butler for quite a while. Within a couple of weeks being hired, about a week or so before the semester began, they decided they were going to completely break culinary arts away from hospitality. They were going to make it its own department. They asked me to be the lead or department chair of that department and to, within the first 6 weeks of the semester, to create the culinary arts program, which was a exhausting but exhilarating and just amazing experience all around.
Yeah, I guess I knew that they had a culinary subset with the hospitality program, but I never heard much about it. And I think that was one of the things that doing what you guys did and breaking it off and making an individual program and lucking into this location as now as the program's grown as less than adequate that it is. I think it's a wonderful thing. And you ask anybody who's interested in food in Wichita these days, and most of them have heard. Partially because you got the students involved in a bunch of charity events where they cook great food and bring there and make a beautiful display. That gets some promotion. Then, of course, you have the wonderful TV commercial that has run several times in the past promoting the place. I think we probably should have started when we talked about the beginning of the school a little bit about you. Tell us about your background. And I know the first time you and I met was at Yaya's when you were running the front of the house there. Tell us about your background and how you ended up where you are today.
Yeah, I've had a pretty expansive background in the restaurant industry. Probably started when I was about 12 in England. Started as a dishwasher and worked my way up to a prep cook and did a little like light garmage sandwich making, that sort of thing. Then moved to the States when I was 14. Worked at a couple of restaurants in the States during high school. Went back to London for university and continued to work in restaurants there. Came back to the States and back to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Had a couple of sous chef positions. By this point in my early 20s, I'd already got almost a decade of experience under my belt. And decided that maybe I would actually take this thing seriously. And if you're going to take it seriously and you want to go to, you know, the best school around, I decided on the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and went up there and got my associate's and bachelor's degree. After that, moved to Virginia, moved to the front of the house, became a food and beverage manager of a boutique hotel in Virginia, and then out to California wine country, and was out there for 4 years working as a sommelier and just really getting into the wine thing. Worked as a bar manager for a wine and cheese merchant, kind of wine bar. And then when my first daughter was born, I think 8.5 years ago, decided that California wine country was a little bit of a pricey place to raise a kid. So my wife and I, who I was lucky enough to meet a Culinary Institute of America, decided to move to Wichita, Kansas, because somewhere I hadn't been yet. And yeah, I was working for PB&J restaurants at Yaya's until this amazing opportunity came along.
Pretty cool. Let's talk. Lexi's not here. Was she on her way to New York?
No, she's with the kids right now. They're at piano practice. She's hopefully going to be able to show up later and bring the kids for the competition.
Oh, good. So you and Lexi met while you were at the Culinary Institute of America, CIA. And did she complete the program as well?
She completed the associate's program. She already had her bachelor's from K-State, from their hospitality program up there. I got my associate's at CIA and then stayed on for the bachelor's program. And she stayed on for the first year and did a kind of a teaching assistant position in one of the restaurants, which is pretty similar to working as an assistant manager at one of the restaurants. It was the Escoffier restaurant, which is their French fine dining restaurant that they have there. And then had to wait another 6 months until I graduated. So she waited tables up in Rhinebeck, which is probably a lot of people don't know, but Rhinebeck is kind of a little town north of New York in the Hudson Valley where a lot of fairly affluent hipsters kind of tend to retreat to on the weekends. A lot of really great restaurants up there.
Oh, cool. Well, I think it's so neat that now she's working with you here at the community college. Kids are a little bit older. She can get away some, and I can think of the fun part of that, and I can also think of the less than fun working with your wife. But I've seen you two work together, and you seem to do it pretty well.
Yeah, and we had previous experience. As soon as we left school and moved down to Virginia, we both worked together at the little Relay and Chateau Hotel down there. And I know we've always been able to make it work. I mean, it comes with a certain amount of stress, and we find at home we've got to leave it at home, and every now and then one of us will have to cut the other one off. But yeah, generally we managed to make it work okay.
I love it. All right, well, let's take another break. We come back. Let's talk about things that are going on, how local kids, your sons, your daughters, or if you're listening and you have interest in and getting into the culinary world and being a part of our vibrant restaurant system here in Wichita or anywhere in the world, might you want to check into Butler Community College and the culinary program. I'm Guy Bauer with Chef John Michael. We'll be back after this short break. Don't go away.